Welcome back to Digital Dialogue. I'm Caitlin.
And I'm Scott.
Today on this episode, we're going to be doing a social media roundup. So we'll be highlighting the most recent news stories circulating the social media world. So to start, Instagram is currently testing a new feed posting option from the desktop version of the app. The new option will have a plus sign at the top of the bar on desktop version of Instagram. And when you click on that, then you'll then be prompted to upload images or videos from your own computer. So users would still have all the regular in-app options for the feed posts, including filters, which is pretty cool. And if this is officially rolled out, honestly, this will be a huge game changer for people in my position and Scott's position, where you're managing multiple accounts and being able to make those updates on your desktop as opposed to doing it on your phone.
Yeah, absolutely. It's easier to navigate and create the content that you want when you're doing it on desktop, I think, and then be able to see the preview of it on mobile.
Definitely. I don't think it will really affect the everyday user because it is just so convenient to have it on your phone. But I think just when you're managing multiple accounts, it would be helpful. I would be interested, though, obviously, hopefully it doesn't affect how things look on a mobile version of the app. I don't know how that will look, but I'm interested for them to like officially roll this out, hopefully, and we can test it out.
For sure. Absolutely. For our next story, it's Twitter's now showing users new prompts, asking them to switch off data tracking. So due to the new changes in Apple's iOS 14.5 update, Twitter is taking the opportunity to explain to users why they should still allow Twitter to keep their in-app data. The prompt said, keep ads relevant to you by allowing Twitter to track data from other companies on this device, like apps you use and websites you visit. You decide if you allow tracking in the iOS prompt, and you can always change this later in your device settings. So this explanation is shown to users before they are shown the new Apple data tracking prompt. And Facebook and Instagram are also sharing a similar prompt, but unlike Twitter, they are letting users know that this new update may change its free platform.
Yeah, that's huge. And I assume it's obviously because Facebook and Instagram really, you know, utilize ads. And if people aren't, if these ads aren't going to be directed towards people that are relevant through, you know, data tracking, I mean, businesses will be more inclined not to spend their money in that medium. And I assume obviously Twitter is not taking it that far where they start charging to use Twitter as a platform, because I don't think they obviously don't use as much advertising as Facebook and Instagram. But it'll be interesting to see how this will, how this prompt will prompt people, whether or not they'll opt in or out.
Absolutely. There's certain data that it's kind of helpful to track. And if they want to see what my advertising and spending habits are, then they might lead me in the right direction to purchase something. So it's not all bad, but hopefully they rein it in a little bit.
Definitely. And who knows, maybe in the future too, it won't be an all or nothing. We'll be able to really kind of modify what's being tracked and what's not. And see where it goes. But this is an interesting start. So also another story, according to Social Media Today, Instagram has added new pronoun option on user profiles, which lets users select up to 4 different pronouns so that people know how they should be referred to within the interactions. The new option is listed in your profile settings. To access, you go to the feature, you go to Edit Profile, then Pronouns. And another cool feature is you can choose whether or not this is public or just to the people that follow you. And I think it's a great way for, you know, Instagram to really maximize inclusion.
Definitely. I'm surprised it took them this long, but it's good to see that they're doing it.
Definitely. Yeah. Especially since Facebook had been doing it, I think, for a while. And I also know too, LinkedIn has, you know, kind of followed through too and have done this well.
Well, I'll have to add he and him. I think that's the correct for me. So I'll add it to my Instagram. The next story is TikTok launches new Fact Check Your Feed initiative to promote digital literacy. So recently, TikTok announced a new initiative to help improve digital literacy and stop misleading reports on the platform. The initiative helps users learn to critically engage with content and navigate our platform safely and guard themselves against potential harm. Popular creators and public figures will be the highlighting key lessons and also how to identify false info, which has really become a problem. So it's good to see TikTok is launching this fact check your feed initiative to really help people steer it in the right direction.
Definitely. Yeah. Especially since there's such a young demographic on TikTok. I think it would be helpful. I'm curious to see how they're going to be using, which creators they'll be using, which public figures, and then how they're going to be shaping these lessons to have to share and have people help identify false information. I mean, I think the biggest thing is just encouraging people to follow different resources as opposed to just one platform or one person that's sharing information. It's probably the easiest way to identify if things are true or not.
But everyone could use digital literacy, that's for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So it's good that they're taking that initiative. Definitely. So we'll definitely keep an eye out for that.
We will.
So this is the end of Digital Dialogue for this episode. We hope these news stories were interesting and helpful. We'll be also doing a blog post, just kind of summarizing these in a little bit more detail. So stay tuned for that. Thanks for listening.